Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Sam Love, president of the Calumet Artist Residency, which is located in Miller, right, Sam?
Yeah, that's correct. Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How long has Calumet Artist Residency been around?
Well, Calumet Artist Residency was formed in 2012 by Corey Hagelberg and Kate Land. I came in about a year later when they wanted to have community-based programming. Like a typical artist residency, we were bringing artists in from around the world to come to Gary and do work. We're at the connection of arts and nature. But we wanted to branch out more and do work in the community. And that was my background. I've got about 15 years of both education and social practice in Chicago. I was born in Merrillville, but I went to Chicago for a little while and decided to come back home in 2012. And then in 2016, we became a 501c3 nonprofit, which allowed us to start getting grant money. And we did the Gary Poetry Project last year, which I think you have a question about, and I'll say a little bit about.
Then I won't. Shall we talk about the Gary Poetry
Project?
Sure.
Let's jump to that.
I think that sounds like a good time.
I had so much fun doing it. I want to keep talking about it forever.
Well,
so
go ahead. Feel free.
Well, thanks to the Knight Fund at the Legacy Foundation, as well as Art House, Indiana University Northwest, and Kids Stuff Play Systems, we had support to do a year-long poetry writing project in Gary. We had money to hire young adults to lead poetry writing workshops. And what we would do is we'd collect a line from every participant and combine those together into one long big city poem, which we began to paint on buildings in Gary. We collected 1,100 lines in a city of about 77,000 people. We held 67 workshops and events last year. So, yes, more than one a week. And they were all wonderful. I can say that completely. Every one of them had just something different and special about it. So we're going to have some more public art coming up this year. You know, April is National Poetry Month. So we didn't want to just do this year-long poetry project and then never touch that again. We want to bring that as part of our repertoire. So late March, early April, we are going to wheat paste the entire poem, 1,100 lines, on the backside of our two-story building in Miller near Lake Street. So
that's
this
fantastic.
Is going to be about a 19-foot-tall poem.
You know, South Shore Arts, which I work for, we're going to be doing a big exhibit on public art and the documentation of public art projects like yours. And Ish Muhammad is going to be curating that show. So I think that your project is something that we're going to want him to include in the exhibit.
Oh, I would love to see Ish all the time.
That would
be
fantastic.
He's a great guy.
So what is this zine thing you're doing? Tell me about that.
Oh, sure. So, for those that don't know, a zine is an informal publication, usually a very personal one. Dates back to, I always say zines started in the 70s with punk rock and the availability of cheap Xerox. And so it was a way of making your own publication. Well, with the internet and blogs, they said it was going to disappear and print was going to die. But would you believe it? Zines are more popular now than ever. So the Lubeznik Center in Michigan City brought us on to do this small press fair and some workshops as well as panels. And that's going to be on the 21st of April in Michigan City. So you can either go to the Lubeznik Center website or CalumetResidency.com and find information about that. But it's going to be a full day. They'll have local publications for sale. There'll be a great crowd of people, art displays, and things for children as well.
So who's doing all these things? Do you have a paid staff?
A lot of it's volunteer from us, but our foundation money does allow us to tie it into these projects that we're doing.
So you hire instructors to help kind of moderate the whole thing. And are your organization's run by a small board, I take it?
As of today, we're going to be adding two new board members, which I'm really happy to say. So we have a board of seven and then a pool of volunteers who have kind of joined around us.
And
we're happy to have
them. Are you all artists of some sort, one way or another?
I would say so. Maybe some more than others. You know, Corey is a trained practicing artist. I feel like I fell into the arts when I was in Chicago. And I have things that I do, photography, writing, stuff like that. But we also have performers. We have very excited to introduce a young woman, Crystal Wilson, who is one of our main teaching poets. She's, I think, 22, 23 years old. So she's going to join us older groups in this. So we're an intergenerational group as well.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're doing a lot of really interesting work.
Thank you.
And a very grassroots.
Very
grassroots level. Yeah, it's great. And we didn't talk about the Nature Project, and we don't have time either.
Okay.
So we'll have to have you back.
Some other time.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Well, Sam, that was great. Thank you for being here to tell us about your activities.
Thanks, John. Good to see you.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.